Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. I hope you're keeping well, trust everything is going well so far, and in whatever we are going through, we always remember to give thanks. I know that God is in the midst of every single thing. So to this week particularly, actually, we're going to continue discussing David's reaction to Saul's death. And this particular week, we'll be speaking about even leadership in uncertain and unstable time, like what's actually going on in the world now. I'll be looking at David and when Saul was killed in the battle, and you know, just thinking about the impact on the people and mirroring it to what's happening in the world today, where there's a lot of instability and uncertainty, and how we lead in these times. So before I start, quick prayer. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you, Lord. Help me to deliver your message as you put into my heart. All of you, none of me. Take absolute control, lead and guide me. In Jesus' name I pray. Open the hearts of those that are listening today to hear you speak, O Lord, to hear your voice in their very situation. Take absolute control, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. So today we will be discussing showcasing stability as a leader in uncertain times. And so we'll be looking at 2 Samuel verses chapter 1 verses 17, and we will go down to 27. I'll quickly read, and I would encourage you to please read your Bible with me. There's something about reading ourselves. It helps things stick better. It helps us recall and remember when we need it and need those verses in times of need. So I will quickly go. I'm reading the NIV version. Please join me reading your Bible. So I go. David took up his lament concerning Saul and his son Jonathan, and he ordered that the people of Judah be taught this lament of the bar of the bow. It is written in the book of Jasher. It's some book that I don't think I've read before, but it is one of the books of the Bible, or one of the books that are written in the Bible in the biblical times, that I'm not quite sure if it, you know, is still available. But yeah, let's continue. So verses 19, a gazelle lies slain in, and this is the lament, a gazelle lies slain on your heights, Israel. How the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of Philistines be glad, and lest the daughters of the uncircumcised rejoice. Mountains of Gilboa, may you have neither dew nor rain. May no showers fall on your terraced fields. For there is the shield of the mighty who despised, the shield of Saul no one rubbed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the flesh of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the soul of Saul did not return unsatisfied. Saul and Jonathan, in life they were loved and admired, and in death they were not parted. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Daughters of Israel, weep for Saul, who clothed you in scarlet and finery, and who adorned your garments with the ornaments of gold. How the mighty have fallen in battle. Jonathan lies slain on your heights. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me, for your love for me was wonderful. More wonderful than that of woman. How the mighty have fallen. The weapon of war have perished. Now you see, in Israel at that time, the king had died in battle. And I know it's not written in the Bible clearly, but let's just imagine how people perceiving, you know, their leader, you know, being killed in battle. Now, bear in mind, in the biblical times, a king's responsibility was to protect the people. You know, he was meant to lead the army during war and all that. And so it's as if that their protection has been taken away from them by the Philistines, and the battle that Saul had died. And it must have been very hard and difficult for them at that period. There was a lot of uncertainty going on. People are not sure of their safety. You know, if any other country or any other nation comes to fight them, how would they battle? Who would lead the army? There were all these questions probably going through their mind. And so obviously, it's a time of real strong uncertainty at that point in time. And in that time, one thing people always and genuinely want in a leader or even a leadership is stability. That is stable, that, you know, they can look up to somebody and feel, even if the person is not doing the best of the job, but at least there's someone there that is doing something. But there, they had no one, they had no king at this very point. In fact, David was not even anointed king at this, David was not even appointed as king at this point in time. He was still, you know, what's it called, not a king at that point in time. And he became king shortly after of Judah, and then afterwards, later on, he became king of Israel. And so obviously, they were worried, they were scared, and it brought us a lot of more emotion at that period of time. And typically, right, when a king had died, immediately somebody would come onto the throne immediately, but then the king died with his son Jonathan, right? And so David was even though David was anointed as king at that point in time, in the few days or weeks between the time David got appointed as king and when Saul died, there was still uncertainty in the land, right? And people were very worried and concerned. And obviously, a period of chaos, as you the one would imagine. But you see, David led the lament. And it's so important at those times of uncertainty for someone to actually lead, because everybody's looking for anywhere for some sort of stability, some sort of leader can just help them through that situation and area. And so David stands up, right? Yes, he's anointed as king of Israel, but he stands up and, you know, leads the lament of Saul, and, you know, has this beautiful psalm written and asks people to kind of recite it, and as they mourn for Saul. Now, in that period of time, people will begin to feel less. Yes, they don't have a king at that point, but someone has risen up to lead at that point in time. And so they begin to feel a bit more stability, maybe to feel that they can look up to somebody, right? At that point in time, where everything looks very chaotic and people are concerned about their safety and their lives, and they're worried about so many, and they're quite desperate for some sort of leadership. And obviously, as I write here, it will be very comforting. What he did may look insignificant or why he didn't lament, but he led it. He took up the task. And it's so important that even at those times where we feel that we are in chaos, where things are going helter-skelter, we need to be able to lead people at that point, because that's where people are desperate to get some sort of leadership, especially in those very uncertain times. And we see that David did this by just doing something one would consider as small, leading a lament for Saul, so that people can mourn him properly, you know, as he died, and he died in battle, and also with Jonathan as well. And so now, putting it in context of today, right, I think that the world at large is going through a lot of uncertainty. You know, many nations are fighting inflation, high interest rates. People are not, the cost of living has gone, you know, significantly higher. There are a lot of people that can't afford, you know, basic necessities of life. Like, things seem to be very challenging and uncertain. And you see, we are called to lead. At this point in time, right, we need to think through, if we're not already leading, where God has called us to lead, because people are there waiting for you to get up, to take that mantle, do that thing, lead them. Whether or not you are named the leader doesn't matter, as you can see from David's perspective. But taking the mantle and doing what a leader should do, just as the way the Bible has called us to servant leadership, right? And so it is time, wherever you are, whatever country you are, what situation you are, to take up that mantle and lead. Take up the mantle and lead. Lead where God has sent you to. You know, the people that are waiting for you to take up the mantle and, you know, lead them, direct them in these times as they go through the various, you know, things of life. Because with you just being there, God has given you the strength, the capacity, all you need to lead. And you're able to take responsibility and lead them through even this particular time. And we see that here, that after he led a lament, they named him king of Judah just shortly after, you know, he led the lament. And so if God has called you to reach out to people at this time, speak to them, pray over them, you know, give them advice, please go ahead and do it. Just keep doing it and just keep following God's leading, because then he begins to show you and direct you to the people that he has called you to lead. They may not look like those that you're meant to lead, but you would know as you begin to do what God has, you know, ordered and has asked you to do, following his own instruction. Then you begin to see clearly where he's asking you and what areas that you are meant to lead, what communities, what cities, what nations, what sectors, wherever it is, right? Because honestly, in the world right now, there are so many uncertainties. But this is the time where we can rise and lead, and God can lead through us to the rest of the world. So I would encourage you today, wherever you are, ask the Lord, what am I meant to do today? You know, tomorrow we'll discuss how we have to refocus from ourselves, right, to the people that we were called to lead. Because see, David was in pain. David was mourning the loss of Jonathan and even Saul. But he has to lead the people. Someone has to do it. And he stepped up. He could have, you know, mourned and, you know, wallowed and all those things. But then he still had the responsibility of the people that he was sent to lead. And we'll discuss more of that tomorrow. So I would encourage you, wherever you are, community area, ask the Lord, what am I meant to do here? Where am I meant to lead? Show it to me. And as it begins to show you, begin to take the necessary steps that he's asking you to take to be able to lead and position yourself, you know, to lead people, especially in these uncertain times, to be able to create a sort of stability in their hearts and something they can look up to. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.